G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Aussie Flashbacks, and I've got a treat for you this afternoon. You've heard me speaking about the fabulous four-day music, country music festival, Music in the Mulga, and I've got one of the headlining acts with me on the phones this afternoon, Kerry Kennedy. How are you going today, Kerry?
Good, mate. How are you, Phil?
Oh,
good
mate,
to talk to you.
I'm having a fabulous time. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. I know you're a busy fella, and I just want to say thank you for being part of the program.
Mate, thanks for having me on. It's an honour, actually.
Oh, mate. Look, Music in the Mulga is such an incredible music festival, and you're going to be one of the headlining acts, and I thought, now, got to get you on the phones for the benefit of the listeners who either, A, haven't been to Music in the Mulga, or B, haven't heard a great deal about your music. So firstly, tell us a little bit about Music in the Mulga for you. How many times have you been out there?
Well, this will be my second. I was out there a couple of years ago. I've been asked to go a couple of times to the Mulga, but mate, we head up north and all around the place, and it's just putting the two dates together.
Okay.
It was the hardest part, but yeah, no, so I'm excited as any to get out there and do it again.
Absolutely brilliant. My first time at the Music in the Mulga was last year when I met people. Never been there before in my life. So I met the likes of Smokey Pete Dawson, absolute salt of the earth. What a fabulous guy.
And
he is such a legend. And the likes of Terry Clark, Andy Abris, who's responsible for the sound.
Yeah.
Fabulous. And apart from these incredibly talented people, what a beautiful pair of people in Carmel and David Morant who put this festival together. I've never been to anything like it in my life.
Mate, he's right. You know, we've played at a few festivals or had a lot of festivals all around the place. But it's just one of the, it's just soul of the earth. It's just the place, isn't it? You know, like everything's there. Good music, people, there's things to see and do. And you're never bored, mate.
No.
From the time you get there to the time you leave, no. And you don't really want to leave.
You don't. And the thing is, Carmel and David and all the acts as well, they make you feel so welcome. I mean, you know, you go to a festival, the performers do their thing, they do it on stage, they disappear and that's it, they've done their bit. Music in the Mulga, I don't know what I prefer most, seeing you guys on stage or hanging with you afterwards around the big campfire and doing a jam. it's brilliant.
Yeah, mate, it's a hard act, isn't it? You know, they do such a great job, you know, David and Carmel, they do an absolutely massive job for those people. And they've got a lot of wonderful volunteers that come there, you know, weeks, months before the festival actually is happening, just to make it run smoothly. And when you get there, mate, it's just like, as you said, a family, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it's
a big family.
And it all runs so smoothly and without a hitch. Now, for the benefit of the listeners who may not know a lot about your music, you're a country boy from Dolby in Queensland.
That's right.
How long have you been playing and performing? Were you always a musician, or what did you do before that, if anything?
Mate, I'm a qualified. Yeah, I owned a shops and then I was a professional footballer for the whole 30 minutes, I think, when I was on the field and broke my shoulder, and that was the end of that.
Right.
To music, which... that was 33 years ago, and to be quite honest, I never thought that I'd be still doing it, but it's been an incredible ride, you know. It's taken me places I never thought I'd be going to, you know.
Well, I think you took the right path by giving away footy, because it reaches a point where your body and your bones start to tell you you're doing it too long.
Absolutely, mate. And they're doing that right now.
And picking up a musical instrument. And speaking about some of the places you've been to, like you've been right from the tip, Cape York, all the way down to New Norfolk and south of Tassie, countless trips all around outback Queensland. You've also been overseas. You've done a lot of trips over there, and you also had a hit that went number one on Switzerland radio. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, we were very fortunate. We were playing at the Mount Isa radio when a Swiss tourist bus was coming through, and one of the ladies at Regular Dam pulled up beside me and liked my music and asked me if I had any CDs. And I was a bit busy at the time, so I gave her the two that I had.
Right.
And she went back to Switzerland and gave it to a man by the name of John Brack, who played it with his national radio station all around Switzerland.
Yep.
It's picked up in Germany and Spain and Austria and Belgium, and was in the top yeah, the top 40 for 2 years. But, yeah, it was just a bit of a blowout from a country boy from Dolby.
I'm trying to imagine a country boy from Dolby gets the number one hit in Switzerland.
it was even funny when she rang. She said, we would like you to come and play over in Switzerland. And I said, mate, I've got about as much money. And if you know where Bell is, it's about 30 kilometres.
Yeah,
I said, I've got about as much money from Dolby to Bell. Yeah, so I'm here. Oh, no, we fixed it up. So, no, look, it was a wonderful opportunity, and we got to do it three times. So
yes.
You can't ask for more than that, I don't think.
Well, mate, it seems to me like you've done quite a lot. Obviously, you're a regular at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. You've also done the Gympie Muster, Mud Balls and Music. You were one of the organisers for the Threadbow. Oh, geez, I better say this slow. The Threadbow Fling.
the Threadbow
thing. Tell us a bit about that one.
Look, I had a friend of ours that her uncle owned the bakery there, and he knew that I was into country music, so he gave me a little advance and told me to get some musicians, and we did. We got the Rough Stock, we got Maddie Scullion, Rebecca Lee Nye, and ourselves, and yeah, mate, we had a wonderful thing, and we'd done it about 2 or 3 years, and then the Chamber of Commerce called us in and said that this is getting a little bit bigger. We've had an offer from CMC to come in, and then CMC Rocks the Snowies was born.
That's it.
So it was just sort of the start of it, yeah.
So normally in the Snowfields, you know, they get the rock bands and the blues bands and mm-hmm. all this. What was it like? How did all the skiers in the Snowfields take to country music?
Well, in that time, it wasn't, the Snowfields weren't open, per se, as for skiing and carrying on.
Yep.
It was, you know, it was in the summertime. It was really pleasant, nice and cool.
But okay.
Just absolutely gorgeous. And the you know, like the snow was still there, but it wasn't, you know, in your hat and then your back and then yep. your trousers. it was just an absolutely beautiful.
Fair enough. Now you got a couple of albums out. Your first one came out in 96, and that was called Australia's Most Wanted. Now that earned you places as the finalist in the 97 Tamworth Star Makers Quest.
That's right, yeah, and that sort of took everything really for us, because we were just a normal band doing our thing, and I think that little bit of advertising and getting the Star Makers gave us a lot of publicity, and people got to know us a little bit better in the country scene. That was.
And then in 2000, you released your second album, Glass of Wine. Okay, now that's the one we were talking about. The title yep. song reached number one in Switzerland, thanks to John Brack.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a blowout. You know, we've all the albums we've had national. It's just everything's so surreal, to be quite honest. You know, like as I said, I'm just a bushy from Dolby, but I love me country and I love me country music. You know, and have these opportunities given to you, or you know, them be bestowed upon you is a wonderful thing. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you say you're just a humble country bushy boy, but you've played with some of Australia's finest, including John Farnham, Dave Gleeson, Lee Kernaghan, the great Chad Morgan, 90 years young, God bless his soul. He's still rocking and reeling. And also Graham Connors. I mean, what was it like working with some of these artists? In particular, let's say Graham.
Well, Graham Connors, well, we've done a thing with Scuba. And at the pub hotel in Tamworth for Ronald McDonald's, Make Money to Ronald, and Graham was there, and it just blew me away. And Chad, and, you know, Golf Finley, there was Luke O'Shea, there was just an array of talent, you know, and I was a part of it. It was, once again, a surreal feeling to be in the same show as Graham Connors and these guys. And Graham actually came up to me and asked me, he wrote, Copper Coin, which is our brand new single, which will be out probably at the Music in the Mouth.
Fabulous. So we've got new music coming.
We won't tell anyone.
We got new music coming your way, and you're going to release this at Music in the Mulga.
Absolutely. I think so, mate. Yeah, at the moment, we just finished the video clip last night, actually.
Okay.
I'm going down to prove it tonight. And, then I guess it's just the mastering stage, and then away we go. So
yes.
It'll be on our website as well, Kerry Kennedy Music. Fantastic. Kerry Kennedy Music.
Kerry Kennedy Music. We'll say it again, oh, and mate. We'll tell it before it ends. Now, apart from all of this too, mate, because of your tireless work and efforts, you are also the ambassador for the Lights on the Hill convoy, which is with the truckers. So tell the listeners something about the Lights on the Hill.
Mate, it is an absolutely wonderful committee of people that get together to support the families that have lost a loved one in a truck accident, bus accident, coach. And it's not only the drivers, it's passengers as well, you know. So they come together once a year to remember those people. I mean, obviously, I would remember them every day, but this is just a community people's getting together to remember their loved ones and the truck drivers that they do. Yeah. And I was very fortunate to have one of my songs on the Big Rig put in the show as well at the memorial. There's Lights on the Hill and also my song, The Big Rig.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was very, very proud of that and very proud of the people that do their job. You know, they're a wonderful organisation.
Yeah. Look, the thing is the trucking industry is what keeps this country on the move, you know. It really, without the likes of those fellas taking whatever it is, whether it be equipment or bales of hay out to the farmers when we had droughts, or whether they're just lining the Woolworths shelves with groceries, you know, without these fellas, and it is a hard job, and it's also one of the highest suicide rates in the country. I'm not sure if you're aware of that at all, Kerry, but...
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's a very high suicide rate. You can imagine these fellas are working hard. They're, you know, they've got timetables to meet. They're away from wives and families, and sometimes their jobs ruins their lives and families, but they keep going, and yeah, it's a tough job, and I take my hat off to them, because without them, I don't think this country would be going too far at all. So...
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, you know, I relate musicians to the same thing as truck drivers. You know, we're always on the road. We're going from city to city and town to town to spread our wares and let people aware who we are. I mean, it's a dying thing that their tours, you know, I see, you know, we used to do 8 weeks on the road. And even now, we go away for 3 months. I'm going up to the Cape in about 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time.
Yes.
And we started talking. So we've got to take the music to the people because, you know, people can't come to us.
Of course.
Well, we'll take it to them, you know. That's basically all we do. So. Look, the truck drivers, mate, they're just a fantastic mob. As I said, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I started a thing called Drought Busters, and it was a case of that a farmer was in need of some hay. I made a phone call to one truck driver. Within 2 weeks, we had 32 prime movers and trucks and trailers and hay and things. And that's what the truck drivers done. You know, they just put that together.
Yeah.
And when they were offered money for fuel, every one of them said, no, you keep that, give it to the farmers. You know, and that's just a testament to the people they are.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly the type of people they are. And I think that's the type of people Australians are, country Australians in particular. You know, this music in the Mogga, for example. First went out there last year, met Carmel and David, the owners of Wandilla. And all the artists. And it is like a big get-together. It's like a big family all coming together and having a wonderful 4 days of fabulous entertainment, great music. Sit around a fire, have a beer, you know, tell a yarn. There's no fights, there's no dramas, there's no nothing. There's just a lot of love out there.
But it's a family. But as we said before, you know, the whole thing is a family. And people come together, and that's what Australia has to do. We have to come together as one, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a good, when we get out to these places and see these people, everyone is so diverse, you know.
Yes.
And it is just a magnificent thing to be a part of. And mate, I'm absolutely honoured to be part of it again.
Mate, I can't wait to get out there myself. It's only a few weeks down the track now, so I'm making our way out to Yulo. And I can't wait to meet the likes of you, catch up with Smokey Pete again and Terry Clark and whoever else is out there. And it's just going to be so much fun, and I can't wait to catch up with you, mate. So, for the benefit of the listeners, it is on May 18th to 21st. That's the Thursday, May 18th. Goes for 4 days. The Sunday, the 21st. 4 days of sensational music. It's on the Wandilla station at Yulo. If you want to make inquiries, 0488 333 54. Or listeners, you can email DC Merant, that is MEURANT, at bigpond.com. Kerry, thank you so much for your time, mate. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you being part of the program today.
Mate, thank you for having me, mate. It's been an honour, and I am actually really looking forward to catching up and having a bit of a yarn with you at $1 Station, mate.
Good on you. Good on you. Mate, have you got a favourite song that I can wind this little interview up? Something favourite of yours that we can put on that the listeners may not have heard, or something something that's really means something special to you?
Well, I've got a brand new single out at the moment. It's called Tiger Into Sunset.
Yes.
It's about that country. It's Tiger Into's probably about another 80 or 90 k's west of Yulo, or where we're going to be.
Yes.
So the sunsets are just as magnificent. It's a little song called Tiger Into Sunset.
Righty-o. Well, we're going to throw that on right now for you listeners. Tiger Into Sunset. The title sounds absolutely brilliant. Kerry, I think it's going to be a number one before we even spin it.
Mate, thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with you at the Music in the Mulga then, Kerry. Take care and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks again, Phil. Have a good day, mate.
Stick around, listeners. We're going to be back with more of Aussie Flashback straight after Tiger Into Sunset.
Sun is setting, not a cloud in the sky. The first star appears right in front of your eyes. The sun goes down, the sky explodes to red. A campfire takes over the light. A million stars sparkle out in the night. Just another Tiger Into Sunset. Southern Cross takes center stage. The dish and the spoon and the Milky Way. It's something that I never will forget. Blue River mirrors what she can see. Silhouettes of the grass and the ghost gum trees. Just another Tiger Into Sunset. Wet chillios, kangaroos, dingoes, pigs and cockatoos. Yellow belly jumping in the creek. The endless plains and cloudless skies. You gotta be tough just to survive, but nothing beats a Tiger Into Sunset. Swag as a cool wind blows. Another perfect day comes to a close. It's about as good as it's ever gonna get. I keep coming home to the great outback, to the fishing holes and older tracks, and that beautiful Tiger Into Sunset. Wet chillios, kangaroos, dingoes, pigs and cockatoos. Yellow belly jumping in the creek. Forgotten homesteads of days gone by. Shearing sheds and yarns and lies in that beautiful Tiger Into Sunset.